Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And a happy opening day, everybody. It is Thursday, March 30th, 2023, and it's the greatest day on the baseball calendar as it's opening day, kicking off a new season with you here on the Braves Radio Network. Alongside Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin. Pre-game daily returning for the new season. And before we talk about opening day and the season that lies ahead, big thanks to our sponsors in Beaver Toyota and Marietta Toyota. More on them coming up in just a little while. But Chris, here we go, man. Our third season doing this podcast together and our fourth season hosting the Ford Leadoff Show together. And I don't know about you, man. I never sleep well the night before opening day. I don't know why. It's almost like Christmas Eve, the final day of school, and your birthday all wrapped up in one. And no matter how many times you do this, man, these never get old, do they?
Yeah, and what baseball is going to do is they're going to throw out 15 games. Everybody gets a chance to play, and the Braves and the Nationals are going to kick the whole day off. It'll run through the afternoon right into late night tonight. So, yeah, Major League Baseball decided, if we're going to start it this early, let's make sure everybody gets to play on Thursday. And that is exactly what's going to happen. It is interesting because as we run out of things, as the offseason starts to wind down and all the lists have been done and trade grades have been put out there, the last thing left was, and I think I told you about it maybe on Monday, maybe it might have even been Sunday. Let's talk about the opening day pitching matchups and let's rank all 15 because we are a country that loves a list. And whether you want to debate it or not, let's put it this way. The Braves-Nationals game wasn't as highly ranked as it should have been, but it's not Max Fried's fault. It's kind of the other guy's fault up in Washington.
Yeah, and that other guy, Patrick Corbin, we'll talk about him coming up in just a little while. As far as the Braves are concerned, you always feel good about giving the ball to Max Fried. This will be his third consecutive opening day start. And Chris, there's so much to get into when it comes to this 2023 Braves ball club, but I think you start with Max Fried coming off a season that saw him finish as runner-up in the Cy Young Award. And it just seems like every year this guy gets better and better. And I can't wait to see what he can do here in 2023, because obviously the Braves are looking at him to do some really special things in the upcoming season.
You know, we hear a lot about pitchers, especially guys who, you know, Max is certainly still young-ish, but he's a bona fide veteran at this point. He's faced almost every big-name player you're supposed to face. He's been in postseason games, so he's checked all those boxes. We sometimes hear, though, I've got a new pitch. Here it is. With Max Fried, I've always thought it's more about what will I do with what I have on a given day. I don't think he brags about this. Everybody knows about the curveball, but I don't think you really hear him talking about, I need to add to the arsenal, so this is going to be it. I think he just goes out to the mound and he says, what am I going to work today? What am I going to show you today? What am I almost going to show you a little bit less often than maybe I have? You know, these guys get a chance to rewrite the book. Everybody has the numbers, Kevin. You know this. You know, what's your slider percentage? What's your fastball percentage? What's your four seam? Everybody has it. So what do? Do you try to reinvent yourself completely? No, you want to pitch to your strengths. But I'm kind of curious to see, as Max Fried now enters the land of being a three-time opening day starter, what is he going to do next? I don't think it's going to be fancy. I don't think it's going to be brand new. I just think this guy has proven that he will find a way to get outs more nights than not. That's what you love. There's a consistency that comes with my guy on the mound. There's a good chance he's better than your guy, and that's certainly the case on opening day.
And I know the offseason, it's long for fans, but it must have felt like 3 years for Max, who, let's be honest, wasn't healthy last time we saw him on the mound. Yeah. He was dealing with that stomach bug. It caused him to miss a start at the end of the year. And then he just wasn't Max Fried against Philadelphia. And kudos to the Phillies, man. I mean, they were a really good team in October. They got hot at the right time. But you want to talk about a guy who's, I'm sure, chomping at the bit to get back out on the mound and put that one behind him. These guys don't forget. They've got good long memories, and I'm sure he's as excited as anybody to get that start going here today.
You know, the other thing that we've talked about, you know, pitch clocks and hit clocks, we don't really have to do a whole lot of that now. Most people listening to this have had an off season and certainly spring training to talk about it. But what I like is when we talk about his demeanor, if you're going to limit him, you know, if he's going to look to his left and right, and there's not going to be as many shifts, if he can't do as much as he might want to do in terms of pickoffs or pickoff attempts, he's going to figure out how he can still be better than most people are. As everybody, you know, tries to figure out how do you mitigate anything that you might lose as a pitcher, this guy's going to work on what advantage do I now have? I just feel that good about him and his approach. I don't think there's a woe is me bone in him. I think he will attack. He'll find out how this no shift, how this limited pitch is over, bigger bases, whatever it might be. How do you manipulate the clock maybe to your favor? I just know that I have a thinking pitcher on top of the guy who's really talented.
Let me ask you this, because obviously we've talked a lot this offseason about those new rules and how things have changed in the game. And I just wonder, if a guy starts feeling fatigued, and I'm not saying Max, but I'm just sort of looking big picture around Major League Baseball, I can envision a scenario where a guy says, you know what, the heck with it. If I've got a guy 0-2, I'm going to take one. I'm going to take a pitch clock violation just to catch my breath a little bit. I can see that happening in a seventh or eighth or maybe ninth inning situation where a guy just needs to catch a breather. I'm sort of thinking Atlanta Heat, dead of summer, you know, bases empty, two outs, and I'm up by two or three runs. I could see something like that happen where a guy just says, you know what, the heck with it. I'll take a ball if it means I can just catch my wind a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Oh, there's no doubt in my mind it's going to happen. You have to have confidence in the fact that if I give away one, it doesn't hurt me in that at bat. I'll go a step further, Kevin. I think if you're running down on it, you don't have conviction with the pitch. If you think there might be a little bit of a mix up with your catcher, or you're just not ready to throw the pitch that you guys have decided on with conviction, same thing's going to happen. I'm taking the ball. I mean, I don't want to do it a ton, but if I'm a good enough pitcher and I know that that's not going to change this at bat, swing it to hitter's favor, it'll happen. As a matter of fact, listen, if you're going to ask me, do I think it'll happen on opening day? My guess is yes. I just think there might be the clock is running down. There's 5, 4, 3. We're not on the same page. Take the ball. I mean, you get step offs, you get disengagement, you get all the things they talk about with runners on base. I just think that I don't want to throw something I don't have conviction of. So, I think it's going to happen as early as tomorrow or today, excuse me, on opening day.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting to follow. There's so many storylines around Major League Baseball. Keeping it with the Braves, though, and we know that you mentioned that, they've won 5 consecutive division titles. They're going for their 6th in a row, but let's be honest, Chris, it's not about winning division titles anymore. Yeah. This is World Series or bust. And depending on what publication you read, I'm getting sort of nervously optimistic about the Braves because so many people are picking them to win the World Series this year. Am I wrong in thinking that, man, I kind of like being the underdog and the one that nobody's talking about as opposed to the team that a lot of folks nationally are picking?
So it's such a long season and you've done so many things right at the trade deadline a couple of years ago to win a World Series. Depth. Now it's not minor league depth. It's major league depth. It's the who's the closest guy. Well, we got two guys, the first and the 10th prospect, who are going to break camp. I don't know if those guys are going to last all year because there's a good chance they won't. There's a good chance that you're not going to go with 7 or 8 starters. It might be 9 or 10 over the course of the year. I don't like the idea that my closer, while it doesn't sound bad, I don't have him. I'd rather this get out of the way now. If you're not going to have your closer, let it be early in the season. But there's also reason for optimism because I don't know if you believe, here's another list, top 100 players in baseball. Did you see how many the Braves had? They had 8.
I'll say 3.
They had 8 of the top 100 players in baseball.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there was one list that just said, here you go, let's put them out. And it was, I think guys like Strider, they're sort of jumping in early on him, but it was Olson, Riley, Ronald, Ozzy, Strider, Murphy. So it was crazy how many guys they had. So yeah, no doubt about it. There's an optimism. That's why I don't care about the minor league rankings. That's why I don't really care about how many hot prospects you might have. Mine are playing up here, including two guys. And again, we'll talk about it when their starts come up, but two guys who there was a lot of, who is that? wait, why is he on my opening day roster? Well, it's the Kyle Wright answer. It's the Mike Soroka answer. It's the Ian Anderson and Bryce Elder answer. It doesn't mean they can't do it. It's just a little bit surprising. And when I still think you're in large part a division favorite, especially with Diaz going down for the Mets and Hoskins not helping the Phillies out in any case with his injury, I still think you can go, oh, wait, my back end of the rotation is two guys me as a Braves fan knows nothing about, but I still feel good that I'm in the hunt to win 95, 96 games. And that is in most years good enough to win a division.
Yeah, that's basically the number I've seen around the Vegas websites. 95.5 is the number that a lot of folks are putting on the Braves. I kind of like it right around there, 95, 96. And I'm with you. I think that would be enough to win a division here and this year. All right, I'm going to put you, I'm going to put you completely on the spot. Yeah.
13 games against your division this year. Remember, it's not 19. So it's 13 games against the division. Whether it's the Mets and Phillies and you're still buying in that this could be a tight division, there's a chance Miami's going to be better this year because their pitching is a year older. But remember, it's the play everybody, therefore only 13 against your division, not the 18 or 19.
Yeah, it's a great point. And obviously that was a big key for both the Braves and Mets a year ago as they earned their fifth consecutive division title. All right, I'm putting you completely on the spot. Okay. I'm going to tell you that the Braves only have, I think it's one off day, let's say in the first 10 days of the season.
Okay.
How many different lineups do you think Snit runs out there in the first 10 days? Because I think the closest we've seen to the opening day lineup, and we have not seen a lineup card as of when we're recording this, you know, with Olsen hitting two, Riley three, he's had Ozuna hitting four. I'm just curious, how many different lineups in the first 10 games do you think we see?
I'm going to say that somebody actually gets a day off someplace. You know, maybe he puts one of the other left fielders, one of the outfielders who made the team out in left field for Rosario one day. I don't think it's going to be Ozuna. So I would say there will be four to five different lineups because I'm just going to play the Darnell Murphy card and somebody else in left, which will absolutely change the lineup. I'm actually going to go with five. Because I think there might be a combo one day of, you know, somebody playing left field, not named Eddie Rosario, and Travis d'Arnaud starting behind the plate, which would change things up. If they do that on different days, now we're at a minimum of three. So I'll bump it to five in the first 10 games.
All right. I think it's a good number. I think it's a solid number as we look forward to the start of the
season.
Because Snit
is going to use somebody.
Yeah. Something to follow. No doubt about it. You and I will have it all covered starting this morning at 11 a.m. I know what Nick gets the day off today. Huh? He gets the chance to just kind of kick his feet up a little bit. Huh?
Yeah. You and I today, when we get together right there in the flagship studios at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And by the way, don't forget, you can stream every Braves game this year for nothing. Not a zilch. No cost to you on the 680 The Fan app. You and I will get together a little bit earlier than usual today to do a little bit of more of a baseball preview this day in history. We'll take a look around at maybe some of the injuries that really are going to change the dynamic of teams coming out of the gate, including a couple right here in this division. And then we'll get ready for Braves baseball by hosting, as you said, the leadoff show to get it all started.
Cannot wait. It's right around the corner. It is here. It's not even around the corner. It is here. This afternoon, Braves will 105 first pitch. Yeah, it is here. We'll be on the air with the Ford Leadoff Show on the Braves Radio Network at 11:50 a.m. Eastern, 10:50 Central. So looking forward to it, man. And, of course, we'll be doing this podcast all season long. Big thanks to our friends at Beaver Toyota up there and coming right off of 400. I got to tell you, man, if you are looking for new certified pre-owned Toyota car, truck, or SUV, I'm cruising around right now in the Sequoia. Plenty of room for me, the kids, half of Max's baseball team, and all of his equipment as well. So big thanks to Beaver Toyota for being part of our coverage here on the Braves Radio Network all summer long.
Yeah, and we got you covered in two parts of town because Marietta Toyota right here on Kyle Parkway in Marietta, family-owned and operated since 1975. We entrust my 17-year-old daughter in a 4Runner. Because that's absolutely the car we feel safest with her driving as she gets ready to go to college. Marietta Toyota right there on Cobb Parkway. Don't forget, we got you covered all around the state of Georgia, certainly in Braves country, in the state of Georgia with Toyota, as good as there is on the road. Great dealerships be a part of that as well, depending upon what part of town you live in.
Yeah, so here we go, man. It's the start of 162. We'll be doing it every single day. All season long, and man, I'm ready. I had a couple of months off. I've got the honey-do list accomplished as best I can, and it's time to get back to work. So looking forward to doing it later on this morning, man, and we'll have a lot of fun, I know, all season long here again.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Braves Daily Podcast coming to you all season long right here with Kevin and myself.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.